We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, refined viewers. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Kla Tenger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV.
Swatar, Selenge Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhol Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Kla, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47. And Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Kotol on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City and channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV. Yongzhailei Cable TV and Globalview Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongjia Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Nepalese peacekeepers provide food, clothes, and medical treatment for Haitian orphans. In cultural news, visitors visit the history of 250 years ago in Quebec, Canada. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 13th, is the birthday of well-loved singer and humanitarian Miss Nana Mouskouri. Born on the island of Crete in Greece, Miss Mouskouri has over 300 gold and platinum records, making her one of the most successful female artists in history. Fluent in six languages, in 1993, Miss Mouskouri was appointed as a United Nations Children's Fund UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. She wrote, "I always try to see things with children's eyes." Miss Mouskouri has received numerous accolades, including France's Legion of Honor, the UNICEF Goodwill Laureate Award, and Golden Medal of Athens. God bless you, Nana, for sharing your amazing talents and your loving heart. We wish you a marvelous birthday.
Fly News. Torrential rains inundate Formosa's Yilan County. On Sunday, heavy rains in the eastern Formosan county of Yilan triggered flooding and mudslides that inundated homes and blocked traffic, especially in the urban township of Dongshan, where rising stream waters caused the breaching of a levee. A yellow warning for mudslides was issued, prompting the county's fire department to advise elderly residents to evacuate. As a precautionary measure, the county also opened emergency operation centres in several townships. We appreciate the safety initiatives of the Yilan County Fire Department and officials, wishing the storm-affected people are soon restored to the comforting regularity of their day-to-day lives. With the grace of the Providence, may humanity's more virtuous standards help ease weather extremities as these.
Earthquakes jolt nations in the Eastern Hemisphere. A 6.4 magnitude quake struck the Santa Cruz Islands in the South Pacific on Friday, about 315 kilometers northwest of the Luganville, which is part of the Vanuatu Archipelago. On Saturday, a 5.1 magnitude trembler that struck off Japan's Hokkaido Island shook the isle's northern regions. Meanwhile, in southern Iran, a series of magnitude 3.3, 3.4, and 4.0 earthquakes were felt in the city of Fin.
The following day, a magnitude 5.3 earthquake centered 14 kilometers southwest of Hengchun Township in Pingtun County, hit southern Formosa or Taiwan. Also on Sunday, a 5.9 magnitude tremor rocked the South Pacific Islands of Tonga and Samoa. On Monday, another 6.4 magnitude shock was reported off the coast of Vanuatu, as well as a 6.0 tremor that struck in the Indian Ocean. Fortunately, no tsunami warnings were issued for any of the quakes, and no damage or injuries have been reported thus far. We thank the Providence for the safety of those in the quake-stricken regions, our prayers for their continued protection, and that future potential disasters are prevented through humanity's gentler lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World Bank assists women and children in Laos. The $2 million US dollar pledge will be distributed among seven central and southern provinces in a project seeking to boost nutrition for mothers and their young children. The funds will also help offset rising food prices and provide health services to help protect the vitality of lactating mothers and their less than two-year-old babies. World Bank, many thanks and heaven bless your support of cherished new life. May the Laotian mums and their infants be graced with plentiful nourishment and vibrant health.
Peruvian writer wins International Literature Award. Leading German institution, the House of World Cultures, announced this year's International Literature Award for the novel Lost City Radio. Of the €35,000 prize, €25,000 was awarded to author Daniel Alarcon, whilst €10,000 went to Friedrich Meltendorf for her English to German translation of the text. with the goal of recognizing giftedness in Asian, African, and Latin American writers, as well as encouraging the exchange of literary worlds. The House of World Cultures selected Mr. Alarcon from among 131 authors whose works were submitted from 53 different countries.
Our warm accolades, Mr. Alarcon and Ms. Meltendorf, for your deserved award. Wishing you and all participating authors continued inspiration, sharing your talents for the enjoyment of readers across the globe.
Restaurants team up to say no to wildlife consumption in O Lạc or Vietnam. Over 150 restaurants in Hanoi, O Lạc or Vietnam have joined a campaign to boycott dishes made from wildlife, especially endangered species. Organized by World Wildlife Fund and wildlife trade monitoring group Traffic, the campaign includes a sign that is displayed both outside and inside the participating restaurants, along with program information provided to customers.
Several travel agencies in O Lạc are also participating by encouraging customers to eat at the designated restaurants with recommended eatery listings on their websites. Joint campaign coordinator Julianne Becker also noted a change in people's attitudes, saying that many young persons have begun volunteering and voicing their concerns for the animals' habitat and survival.
Kudos, Ms. Becker, World Wildlife Fund, Traffic, and all participating green restaurants and travel agencies for your efforts to save precious animal friends in the wild. May the Green Restaurant campaign spread across Hanoi and beyond as humanity awakens to nobler love and care for our wondrous co-inhabitants.
At least one-third of otherwise healthy swine flu patients fall critically ill. A three-month study of people stricken with swine flu during the recent flu season in Australia and New Zealand echoed previous findings that fully a third of the patients admitted to hospital with severe cases were younger people with few medical conditions. The study also found that the most at-risk groups were expecting mothers, the obese, and people of Indigenous ethnicity. The research also reported that long stays in the intensive care unit had stretched the finances of hospitals.
Dr. Kent Holtorf, an infectious disease specialist in the United States, stated in an interview on the US-based Fox News television channel, "I have more concern about the vaccine than I do about the swine flu. It's been rushed to market." He also said that the vaccine is a proven neurotoxin, with 25,000 times the level of mercury than would be considered toxic if it was a food or water.
In the US, health officials have reported that rising swine flu cases have caused the pandemic to now become widespread in 37 of 50 states, compared to 27 states the preceding week. In Cuba's first report of swine flu fatalities, three pregnant women passed away. South Korea also announced that a two-month-old infant and a 64-year-old man became their latest fatalities. Countries reporting their death tolls show a combined total of more than 4,579 lost to the disease worldwide. The total number of swine flu cases is deemed too high to keep track.
We sorrow for those afflicted or grieving because of this pandemic. Our appreciation, Australia and New Zealand researcher Dr. Holthoff and others for sharing your knowledge about swine flu treatment efforts. While we wish that such information would help other countries in making wise decisions about the swine flu virus, it is our ultimate prayer that such pandemics vanish altogether. May we follow this very path by adopting the humane and harm-free vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Local heroes shine amidst Philippine floods. Inspector Ryan Manongdo from San Jacinto Town in the Philippines, along with two male teenagers, teamed up to rescue 130 fellow community members in the rising flood waters using inflatable mattresses. Children, women, and elderly were prioritized and safely taken to a building behind the local police station. Farm owner Noel Jarabata from Mangaldan Town used a rope to tie together electric posts spanning 700 meters and safely guided three families from the flooded street to the town center. Our admiration, Inspector Manongdo, young teammates, and Mr. Jarabata for your swift and selfless assistance to those in need. May your exemplary actions inspire many more to help speed the restoration of the storm-affected Philippine people as the world fosters greater kindness toward all beings. For their courageous and altruistic deeds, Supreme Master Chinghai is honoring the Inspector Manongdo, young teammates, and Mr. Jarabata, each with a Shining World Hero Award. Meanwhile, with the two most recent typhoons costing over 600 lives, along with devastating losses to crops and property, Supreme Master Chinghai pledged an extra $20,000, asking that our native or Formosan or Taiwanese association members go to help the most affected people in the worst hit areas. This amount, combined with the previous $35,000 she had provided to assist the most desperate immediately after Typhoon Ketsana and Typhoon Parma, could acquire $782,000 in materials if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
Save our planet. Water scarcity brings global security concerns. Nobel laureate and chair of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, has warned that rising temperatures and global warming are likely to escalate the possibility of conflicts between people.
Saying the over 260 river basins are shared by two or more countries, Dr. Pachauri stated, up to 1.2 billion people in Asia, 250 million Africans, and 81 million Latin Americans will be exposed to increased water stress by 2020. He went on to say that unless strong preventative agreements were made, the growing scarcity would heighten tensions at both the national and international levels. In related research, the Stockholm International Water Institute report, Saving Water from Field to Fork, stated that 70% of global freshwater usage occurs in agriculture, with beef production consuming 10 times as much water as wheat, and that all plant-based fare is significantly more water efficient than its meat counterpart.
Our appreciation, Dr. Pachauri, UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and Stockholm International Water Institute for these reminders of the ever more urgent need to address global warming. Let us all ensure the greatest harmony among people and with the planet by adopting the water and life-saving vegan diet.
As part of her ongoing efforts to ensure humanity's ultimate peace, Supreme Master Qinghai, during an April 2009 video conference in South Korea, had also cautioned that a lack of vital resources could cause tensions to arise.
All this is important because if humans are in shortage of food or of water, then conflict, of course, will break out. When our family members are in danger of hunger or thirst, maybe we would do anything to bring food to them. So reluctantly, some virtuous or good people might even go astray and cause conflict between neighbors. And then, on a larger scale, it will cause conflict between nations. Scientists have documented that one serving of beef takes more than 1,000 gallons of water to produce. By contrast, the vegan diet uses about 1/10 of that amount. So the best way to prepare for conflict is to take complete prevention. The vegan diet will help us to achieve that goal, and almost immediately.
Journalists in Lebanon promote environmental protection. A 3-day conference hosted by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, and the American University of Technology focused on media members' ability to bring environmental issues to the public.
The conference was part of a 10-year UN program launched in 2004 that seeks to help journalists with professional tools to promote eco-awareness among fellow Lebanese citizens as well as legislators. The media in Lebanon is viewed as key to winning public participation in campaigns to conserve vital natural resources through such endeavors as water conservation and preserving the country's iconic forests, as well as other measures to halt climate change.
A green hats off UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, American University of Technology, and Lebanese journalists for your commitment to this meaningful goal. May your meetings lead to new awareness and sustainable practices that benefit both the Lebanese people and the ecosphere.
Save our planet. Climate Change Conference in Formosa or Taiwan promotes love to save the Earth. On Sunday, October 11th, a video conference entitled Protect Our Home with LOVE was held in Taichung, Formosa or Taiwan. The letters LOVE signify L for LOHAS, which stands for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability, O for Organic, V for Vegan, and E for Eco Dimensions to Save the Planet. Discussions on these themes were conducted by distinguished panelists, including environmental scientists Dr. Liu Shou-Chen and Professor Liu Chang-Ming, famous Formosan or Taiwanese film and television personality Ms. Tan Ai-Chen, president of Formosa's first veg-promoting website Mr. Ling Hong-Jui, chief editor of Persimmon Cultural Enterprise Company Limited Mr. Lin Xu-Wen-Er, and former pig farmer turned vegan, Mr. Luo Hon Shan. Other dignitaries included guest speaker, the Honorable Mayor Amelita Navarro of Santiago, the Philippines, and Mr. Chen Tianwen, Deputy Speaker of Taichung City Council.
Highlighting the event was a special question and answer session with honored guest Supreme Master Qinghai, who had set aside a busy schedule to share her thoughts via video conference.
If we really want to get to the bottom line to find the most effective solution to climate change, we absolutely cannot go on ignoring the most urgent, serious cause. That is, the animal consumption and the like. Because it is heating up our earth at a dangerous speed, causing catastrophic disasters everywhere, causing suffering to our sweet, defenseless, blessing-loving animals, causing suffering to hundreds of millions of our humans' coexistence through meat-related diseases, losing loved ones, losing homes, losing lives, losing hope. 1/6 of the population is starving. Children die every few seconds from hunger, and so on. The list never ends if we continue to partake in this massacring tragedy called animal industry. We can replace this with hundreds more variety of nutrition, healthy, life-saving substances. Please help us to inform people before it's too late.
We thank all participants, government officials, other dignitaries, and organizers for this fruitful conference. Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her valued comments on this most urgent issue. We pray that humanity's collective efforts and switch to an organic vegan diet will seal the timely protection of our Earth and all her co-inhabitants. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Experts say that greenhouse cultivation is the only way to save flower and vegetable crops in India as global warming increases temperatures above levels tolerated for plant cultivation.
Save our planet. France is investing $2.2 billion on infrastructure such as battery checkpoints and a battery factory to accommodate 2 million electric and hybrid cars by 2020.
Hi, I'm Nimbo the Nubian Ibex, and I'm vegetarian. Today, I'd like to share a tree-saving tip. Next time you send out invitations to a party, consider using e-invite or eco-friendly cards made out of recycled paper. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the weather around the world.
And Supreme Master Qinghai, International Association News from South Korea. Our association members from South Korea participated in the Seoul Broadcasting System, or SBS, radio environmental campaign. It included the channels Power FM 107.7 MHz and Love FM 103.5 MHz of South Korea, which broadcast nationwide around the clock. Green messages were aired many times. In addition, politicians, celebrities, announcers, and professors joined this radio promotion to convey information about global warming and protecting the earth.
전문가들은 온난화를 막을 수 있는 쉬운 방법으로 육식을 채식으로 대체하는 것을 권하고 있습니다. 지구 온난화를 막기 위한 가장 손쉬운 방법, 우리 식탁에서 찾아보는 것은 어떨까요?
채식하는 것, 그것만으로도 당신은 이미 훌륭한 환경운동가입니다.
우리 모두 지구를 구하고 우리의 생명을 구합시다.
Kudos and super thanks Seoul Broadcasting System Radio for sharing this vital earth-saving news with your listeners. May all make the noble choice and adopt a compassionate vegan diet today.
Vegan Day, go green, save the planet!
In humanitarian news, Nepalese United Nations UN troops assist orphans in Haiti. Peacekeepers from Nepal serving on the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti, MINUSTA, have provided food, clothes and medical treatment to about 112 orphans in Kenskoff in Haitian Mountain Village. A medical team consisting of a doctor, paramedic and three nurses accompanied the troops. Medicines, including rehydration solutions and antibiotics, were given to the children. The MINUSTA troops are committed to helping Haiti's disadvantaged sector. Our sincere gratitude, the United Nations Stabilization Missions in Haiti Peacekeepers, for your kind assistance to our Haitian brothers in need. May all children grow strong and healthy under heaven's loving protection. Up next on Noteworthy News, Montreal's first public market is commemorated. That must be the birds having a splash on the fountain. We'll go say hi to them and be back soon. More exuberant news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, happy news for a radiant world. In cultural news, visitors to Quebec, Canada are taken back in history. The Pointe-à-Calière's 18th century public market commemorated Montreal's first public marketplace in 1750 and was held at the original location. Pointe-à-Calière is a museum of archaeology and history of Montreal. Townspeople were dressed in clothing of the period and offered products that would have been sold during that time. At this week-long walk through the past, traditional crafts were being made and live music filled the air. What an enchanting way to gain appreciation of previous eras. Thank you, Pointe-à-Calière, all sponsors and participants of this wonderful occasion. May windows into the past be a delight for all.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Olaxis, Vietnamese, entitled Balancing.
Khi nào quan tòa thẩm vấn một vụ án, bao giờ cũng thiên lệch về phía người đã tặng ông ta quà cấp nhiều. A Phàn Đề ngồi bên cạnh, ngứa mắt không chịu được. Khi đi ra khỏi công đường của quan tòa, A Phàn Đề lượm lấy hai hòn đá to bằng nắm tay. Không nói không rằng đi đến trước mặt quan tòa nhét vào trong miệng túi áo bên phải của ông ta. Quan tòa tức giận hỏi, anh làm gì kỳ vậy? A Phàn Đề nói, tôi thấy cơ thể của ngài luôn luôn nghiêng về bên trái. Vì muốn làm cho cơ thể của ngài cân bằng lại, nên tôi đặt hai hòn đá này vào trong túi áo bên phải của ngài vậy.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hello, Master. My name is Demetha, and I love watching The Joke of the Day on Supreme Master Television. When there are any events, I also like to participate and distribute SOS flyers. I would like to tell Master that I passed from 5th to 6th grade and came second in my class. Master, please give me your best wishes so that in 6th grade I will be able to study diligently, obey my parents, not quarrel with my friends, or challenge my teacher. I wish that I will have a lot of friends. And most importantly, I wish that I'll be able to get initiation as soon as possible, just like my dad, because I would like to meet Master. Love, Demetha.
Hi, Demetha. It is sweet to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a special reply for you.
Helpful, Demetha. It is wonderful that you are such a good student, loyal friend, and filial daughter. When you give the SOS flyers to your schoolmates, you can explain to them why the vegan diet is the best for young people and for the innocent animals. Then hopefully one day soon, you won't have to distribute SOS flyers anymore, because the world will be green and cool again. Thank you for the good work that you and your parents are doing. Pure wishes will come true. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It has been a pleasure to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May inner peace be yours. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A spokesperson for U.S. President Barack Obama announces that the president intends to donate his approximately $1.4 million Nobel Peace Prize cash award to charity.
Burmese democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Daw Aung San Suu Kyi meets with diplomats of the U.S., Britain, and Australia to discuss the easing of sanctions on Myanmar, also known as Burma.
Video sharing website YouTube's chief executive Chad Hurley announces the site is now receiving 1 billion views per day as it has evolved to a platform for sharing professional material as well as user-generated content.
New Zealand sends 12 shipping containers of canned foods, cooking utensils, tents, cleaning, and construction materials to aid people affected by the recent tsunami in Samoa.
Dr. Anthony Bradley, a visiting theology professor at King's College in New York City, New York, USA, encourages people to avoid milk and eat green vegetables to get their calcium, stating plants are a healthier source.
By studying the behavior of fish swimming in large schools, Japanese engineers at Nissan Motor Company are developing automobile technology that communicates with its surroundings to avoid collisions, similar to the fish.
As part of her annual support for less fortunate students, Qatar donates $600,000 to Yemen's Ministry of Higher Education and Scientific Research.
Hezbollah's Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah of Lebanon holds a rare meeting with Druze leader Walid Jumblatt, in which they agree on the need to rapidly advance in the formation of a unity government.
Formosa's or Taiwan's director of the Museum of Marine Biology and Aquarium announces a first-ever cooperative Antarctic research endeavor between Chinese and Formosan scientists.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.